The attempted car bombing in Times Square alerted counterterrorism officials to a growing problem, the speed with which people in this country have been radicalized. It used to take years to indoctrinate and train would-be attackers. Now it takes months or even weeks. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, that change is creating a different brand of terrorism that's much harder to recognize and much harder to fight.
Investigators are still trying to piece together what led a young Pakistani-American to try to set off a car bomb in Times Square. What they know so far indicates that their main suspect, 30-year-old Connecticut resident Faisal Shahzad, went from financial analyst to alleged terrorist in a matter of months. The radicalization process used to take years.
The speed with which somebody can be radicalized really limits the capabilities of a security organization.
That's Phil Mudd, a former CIA and FBI intelligence analyst. He says the radicalization process has sped up so much, it's hard to recognize when it's happened.
There's 300 million plus people in this country. When you can have a kid go from a regular guy at a mall to a suicide bomber in 12 months or less, very difficult to catch people like that.
If it's a quicker kind of radicalization, it may not hold as well.
Karen Greenberg is the executive director of the Law and Security Center at NYU. She agrees the breakneck speed of the radicalization process may make would-be terrorists harder to spot. But the upside is their plots so far haven't been as well conceived and planned.
It will affect things like the ability to carry out a plot till its end. And it also affects the degree of ideological conviction. And that is essential if al-Qaeda and related groups are going to have a future.
Consider the alleged Times Square bomber Faisal Shahzad. Investigators believe that it was his idea to attack the U.S., not some overseas group. Shahzad visited extremist websites on the internet and made clear he was looking for a group that would give him the training he needed to pull off an attack. Eventually, he was invited, via the internet, to come to Pakistan to do just that. Investigators have checked out his story, and they say they believe he was trained in explosives in Pakistan. But it was a crash course. Officials tell NPR that he only trained for 5 days. Terrorism expert and Georgetown professor Bruce Hoffman says Shahzad may have gotten the short course precisely because he went from zero to radicalized so quickly.
These are people that are basically stepping from a normal life into one of violence at such a breakneck speed that they almost don't have time to contemplate what they're doing.
Investigators say that might have been part of the reason why so many aspects of the car bomb Shahzad allegedly put together seem slapdash. And while Shahzad may have not been the ideal terrorism candidate for those wanting to level a spectacular attack against the U.S., he had the will and the means, including a U.S. passport, and that was enough.
I think terrorist groups go with what they have. If they have an individual that is willing to martyr themselves, that has really bought into the arguments, then obviously it becomes far more appealing to deploy that person.
A person who was so rattled, he left the keys to his getaway car in the car bomb idling on a busy corner in Times Square. Shahzad is just the latest U.S. resident who has found violent jihad on the internet and then left for Pakistan to train. That truncated process, prosecutors call it jihad light, has another upside. It has meant that once suspects are in custody, they provide a great deal of information about the organizations that back them. Again, Georgetown's Bruce Hoffman.
We're talking about people who have been sort of sucked into a process at breakneck speed, and consequently, you know, once they're apprehended and the game's up, you know, in essence, I don't know whether they come to their senses or they see there's no option, but we're not talking about, you know, hardcore characters.
That's part of the reason why Faisal Shahzad has yet to see a judge in the Times Square case. He's cooperating with authorities and has waived his right to a speedy trial. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.